All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
We are teeing it up and talking golf. It's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. And all you have to do is listen. Hi, everybody. I'm Jay Ritchie alongside Debbie O'Connell, our producer in master control is the Duke, Robert DeCosa. And we are locked and loaded with a very special Tee to Green coming your way on a very special Sunday. Welcome to a tradition like no other, a Masters Sunday edition of Tee to Green. The best golfers in the world are battling it out for a green jacket today at Augusta National in Augusta, Georgia. How many of those golfers would you find in a great new golf book that's out there called the Golf 100 Ranking, the greatest players of all time? All the greats are in there, both male and female, from Nancy Lopez to Annika to Tiger, Hogan, Jack, and Arnie. How are they ranked? Who ranked them, and who's number one? Well, we won't tell you, but Michael Arkush will. He's the author of the book, and he joins us today here on Tee to Green. Did you know you could shoot low scores without changing your swing, without spending a ton of money on lessons or on new clubs? Michael Leonard will tell us how today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
It's America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217. And you can listen anytime, anywhere, any place on the Sirius XM app, the SXM app. Tee to Green, also stream live every week, every Sunday on sportsbyline.com. Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell. We're teeing it up and talking golf on a Masters Sunday with Michael Arkush next, right here on Tee to Green.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Spring is here and Kohl's has everything you need to celebrate it in style. Find fresh looks the whole family will love for all your events and get-togethers this season. Plus, save an extra 15% on some of your favorites and earn Kohl's cash. There's so much to love about spring, and big savings on great styles is one of them. Find them now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends April 19th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora at Kohl's. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. And we do it every week right here on Tita Green, the Golf Show. Hi, everyone. Welcome in. I'm Jay Ritchie. Robert DeCoz is in Master Control and back with us on the show. She's been gone for the last couple of weeks. It's good to say hello and talk to Debbie O'Connell from Live Positive and Golf Positive. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Jay. It's so great to be back, especially on Masters Sunday. What an exciting day, and we have an amazing show for everyone. So get ready. Buckle up, because here we go with lots of great golf talk.
You picked a great show to come back. Michael Leonard, Wicked Smart Golf, is going to be with us later in the hour. But our first guest, standing by, ready to go, on the Tee to Green guest line, a longtime golf writer, New York Times top-selling author who's written or co-authored like 16 different books. His newest one is creating quite a stir and raising lots of eyebrows in sports and especially in golf. It's titled The Golf 100, a spirited ranking of the greatest players of all time, and we're happy to welcome Michael Arkush to the show today. Michael, how you doing? Welcome.
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing great. This book, anytime anybody wants to rank anything, doesn't matter what it is, sports, non-sports, anytime you set about picking the best or separating the best from the others, It's controversial. Half the people are going to love you for it. Half the people are going to hate you for it. Why did you decide and what prompted you to write this almost impossible task?
Because there must be something wrong with me, right? Basically, I've been following these guys since I was a kid, and then I got a chance to cover them as an adult. And I always was curious to see where they all stood against each other in the pantheon of golf. Plus, at this point in my life, I wanted to catch up to them and find out what they thought about their lives and careers. They're not getting any younger, and I wanted to see how they felt about the setbacks they had and if they saw them any differently. So that was basically the motivation behind it.
Well, it's pretty cool. You could have just ranked them 1 to 100, but not only did you rank them, but you did little profiles and little stories about each of the 100. It's a 360-page book. How long did it take you to compile this thing?
I think I started it in the 1960s. No, seriously, it felt that way. basically almost 3 years. I read every Golf Digest article from 1950 on. I watched YouTubes until I was falling asleep, basically. And I read every golf book I could find, and I knew quite a bit before then, but I've discovered so much about players that I'd heard their names, but I didn't know that much about them. It was a labor of love, really.
Michael, what was the process you used to weigh the factors like major wins, career longevity, and overall impact on the sport, besides many other factors? Explain to all of us how do you even come up with a top 100 list of golfers?
Well, it all comes down to majors, really, doesn't it? I mean, that's what we're focusing on. That's what we're so excited about on Masters Sunday. It's about the biggest titles of the year on the toughest courses against the toughest fields where history's on the line. How have they performed? You can win a John Deere Classic. You can win all kinds of regular tour events. But what do you do when the pressure is at its most intense? Four times a year in this sport, we get a chance to witness that. And so I went back and did compiled all the records of all the major titles and the victors, and I gave 2,000 points for every winner, 500 for second, 250 for third, 100 for fourth, and 50 for fifth. And I counted 300 points for every tour victory. And, by the way, I'm counting the U.S. Amateur and the British Amateur because for many, many years, they were major championships.
That is so fascinating. And when you compare the men to the women, is it just the same process, the same, it's all about the numbers?
Yeah, no, it's different because, I mean, you can't compare women's totals to men's totals. They competed in different tournaments against different fields. So I just compared the women to each other and how they did. Now, where to put them in the actual rankings, that was difficult. I used my expertise as a golf writer for 30 years to decide where among the top 100, with the number one woman being the incomparable Nikki Wright, who is number 6 overall.
Yeah, and they still talk about her swing as the best ever, and even today, Nikki Wright still, when you look at it, has the greatest swing of any golfer ever. She was incredible. She retired a little bit younger. She would have beaten Kathy Whitworth in the number of total wins, Kathy at 88.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she scaled back at the age of 34. She won 82 times. Kathy won 88. She probably would have won 90, maybe even 100 times.
So, Michael, why not do separate lists, the top women and the top men? Why combine them?
Because I just feel women have been marginalized enough in sports, in society, and they should be all together. Now, I understand people might have issues with that, but I really feel women are such a important factor in forming the greatness of this game that they all belong on the same list.
The book is
You know,
called
the surprise
the
for me
100.
Was Annika at number 26. Oh, I'm sorry, Jay. I was just saying Annika was a surprise at 26, and we actually got to see her compete against the men. Although she missed the cut, she beat many of the guys and wasn't far from making that cut at Colonial, and has a record at shooting 59, the only woman to do so. I've always considered her as the best, along with, you know, the best of Nikki Wright. I was surprised she was below Patty Berg. Interesting.
Yeah, well, Patty Berg won 15 majors, and Babe, who's above Patty, one position above Patty Berg, was unbelievable. And she, not just as a golfer, by the way, but of course as an athlete. But again, I went by my numbers, and the numbers favored Patty Berg over Annika. And yes, Annika was a tremendous player, but I think we have this bias toward the present, and we forget about the greats who paved the way. And the four-year run that Nikki Wright had in the early 60s, 44 tournaments, nobody's done that. And even Tom Watson called it the greatest run of any player of all time. And again, you said Nikki Wright, the best swing. Even Hogan said so. So she goes above Annika.
So yeah, 100% on that.
Why the top 100, Michael? You could have done the top 25 or top 50. Why did you settle on 100?
100 seemed like a good round number. If I'd done the top 25 or 50, I would have left out so many greats. I mean, I could have done the Golf 200. Thank God I didn't. It was within another 3 years of my life. But, no, 100 was the right number.
Well, it's probably pretty easy to come up with the top 20 or 25. I think most fans who are fairly serious about golf and have watched through the years could come up with the top 20 or 25. When you got to the higher numbers, though, like 75 or 90 or 100, how tough was that to rank golfers?
Well, it wasn't that tough. I mean, because I did the numerical system, but I did realize that there were certain great players, really exceptional players, like Tommy Bolt, Doug Sanders, Scottie Scheffler, who did not make the list, but everybody couldn't make it. Another person who didn't make it was Colin Montgomery, and some people come up to me and say, what do you mean? Colin Montgomery was great Ryder Cup player, great player in Europe. Yeah, but he never won one PGA Tour event in 142 starts.
That's true. Yeah, the Monty is still going. Did you consider now we've got the tour champions and the women have the Legends Tour. Did you consider those players on those tours, and do they get points for winning there?
You mean senior golf?
And senior golf, yes.
Yeah, no. I mean, look, I'm a big fan of senior golf. Great for them to have this opportunity, but that's not what greatness is all about. Greatness is when you're competing against the best players in the world in your prime, in your youth. Bernhard Langer, 47 wins on the senior tour, fantastic, but I didn't count one of them.
Yeah, I saw Langer's rated like 92 or 96 or something like that, so I'm sure you'll get some heat over that one.
Well, you know, he won two majors, but he only won one other PGA Tour event, period.
That's a good point. Michael Arkish is our guest. The Golf 100, a spirited ranking of the greatest players of all time, just released. It's on Doubleday, 360 pages, and we're going to get into the rankings and who's number one with Michael Arkish when we come back here on Tee to Green.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
It's the show by golfers for golfers. Welcome in a special Masters Sunday edition of Tee to Green underway with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. We'll get back to our guest Michael Arkush in just a second, but I got a quick reminder from your friends at Divot Magazine. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, check out the 2025 Greensaver, designed to keep you on the course without breaking the bank. The Greensaver is your ticket to hundreds of free half-off, two-for-ones, and other golf discounts at over 90 top courses and indoor golf facilities, both in Colorado and Nevada. Plus, you can get discounts on carts, range balls, hitting bays, club fittings, lessons, golf travel, and a whole lot more. Grab your Green Saver now for just $54. Enjoy a year of great golf without breaking the bank. The Green Saver, available in both book or mobile format. For more info or to order, just go to greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. Our guest, Michael Arkush, longtime golf writer, New York Times top-selling author. His book is called The Golf 100, a spirited ranking of the greatest players of all time. And I guess spirited would be the key word in that sentence, would it not, Michael?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I had a lot of fun doing this. I put a lot of passion into it. I've cared about this game for so many years. These players, I wanted to make these players come alive. A lot of players that we've forgotten about or didn't know much about, I wanted to let people know, you know, greatness did not start with Arnold Palmer, Tiger Woods. It started with so many players back then that paved the way.
I guess Michael, let's go back to the methodology and the criteria a little bit one more time. It's kind of complicated. Major wins count the most. You're not counting senior golf wins at all. Wins in regular tournaments, runner-up finishes, top fives, top tens. How does all that figure into the numbers?
For regular tournaments, I only counted the victory. I didn't count second place and beyond that. I just don't think that, you know, shoot a 65 on Sunday to finish third in the John Deere Classic means that you should be that any sign of greatness. I didn't count Ryder Cup or President's Cup. I didn't count the Players' Championship. I felt that it would have been unfair to all the players who didn't compete in those events to give points to those who were lucky enough to be born in a certain part of the world or a certain time. I also gave bonus points. I should make that very clear. For impact on the game, contribution to the game, players who died young who I estimated would have done better if they had lived, things like that.
Okay.
So with all of the extensive interviews you did to find out beyond the numbers, can you share a story that you uncovered that really encapsulates why a certain golfer earned their spot on your top 100 list?
Well, there are a lot of stories, but I'll tell you a story that was quite moving to me. Is a player named John McDermott, who is number 100 on the list. He won two U.S. Opens back-to-back in 1911 and 1912. Still to this day, at 19 years old, the youngest winner of the Open, the first American-born winner of the Open. He ran into a lot of trouble. He had some financial issues with losing money in the stock market. He was on a ship coming back from the British Open that collided with a grain ship, and he wound up having to be put in a lifeboat. He survived. Everything was fine, but not quite fine, really, because about a year or so later, he collapsed in the pro shop where he worked in Atlantic City, and he wound up spending much of his life in a psychiatric hospital.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you one last part of that story is, in 1971, he was at the U.S. Open in Marion outside Philadelphia, and he was in the pro shop, and an assistant pro ushered him out because he had no idea who he was. He was this older guy looking a little bit disheveled, And as he's walking out of the pro shop, who happens to be walking in but Arnold Palmer? Arnold Palmer recognizes John McDermott, and McDermott becomes his guest for the rest of the week.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
That's a nice positive story.
So,
I don't want to leave you gloom and doom there.
Let's end the suspense here. I know people who are listening who haven't read the book or don't know anything about the book are going, well, number one has either got to be Jack or Tiger. Maybe a Hogan or Arnie might sneak in there, or Bobby Jones, but settle it for us, Michael. Who's number one?
Well, you're right. Bobby Jones, I gave great consideration for him being the number one. I looked at the numbers, bonus numbers, and all that, but he fell short. It was between Tiger and Jack, and for the longest time, I thought Tiger was going to be number one years ago when he won his 14th major at the age of 32 and everything he accomplished. But in the end, it's Jack Nicklaus. Jack has more majors, more seconds, more points. Jack is the greatest golfer of all time.
By a lot or by a little?
The margin wasn't huge, but it was comfortable. And that's even after I gave bonus points to Tiger.
Okay. I don't disagree with that at all. I've said for years, Jack, Tiger, and Hogan were my top three. Where was Hogan?
Yeah, the battle between Hogan and Jones was pretty close, and Hogan deserves all the credit in the world for the way he fought back in the Axe car accident. But Bobby Jones, 28 years old, wins the Grand Slam in 1930, wins 13 majors in his last 21 starts, and, oh, by the way, did all this while having a day job.
That's true.
Good point. Now we see Rory McIlroy up there again, fighting it out with Bryson DeChambeau and a list of other great golfers. And as we know, you never know what happens on Masters Sunday. Where does Rory rank? And was there any additional factors you considered with European golfers in terms of playing the European Tour?
Well, no. I mean, Rory's right now at number 25. And I'll look at the numbers again, but I believe if he wins the Masters, he moves up to number 20. It's remarkable that it's taken 11 years for him to win. If he wins, this is 11 years since he's won a major. I mean, nobody in the world would have predicted that. That's how uncertain sports is, and golf specifically. Nothing is given. And so we'll see what happens. But he's turning 36 in May, so he's still got a chance to move up even higher.
Yeah, that's true. How do you factor in a guy like Greg Norman, who was number one for maybe longer than anybody, but always came up heartbreakingly short, devastatingly short in some of those majors?
Yeah, he's number 36 on the list, and I would have thought he would have been higher, but you're right. He came up short. He had the lead, a share of the lead on Sunday in 14 majors, and he won only two of them.
What about Phil Mickelson? Where's Phil?
Phil's number 13. Another person I believe underachieved. Six majors. He should have eight or nine. He, like Norman, was too aggressive at the wrong times, and it cost him.
Yes, we all remember that one. That was pretty major for Phil. Just get that one in play for sure. Such a fascinating list. Now, when you compare the men and the women, again, I love to go back to that. On the men's side, you look at 18 majors for Jack, 15 for Tiger, 11, and then it goes to 9, Walter Hagen and then Ben Hogan with 9. And with the women, it seemed like there wasn't as much competition early on with the women because so many of the women had many more majors, are in the 15, 11, 9 area, so was that, when you did your numbers, was it just those strict numbers?
I lost the last part of that. When I did my numbers, what?
Was it just strictly the numbers? Could you look at Patty Berg had 15, Mickey Wright 13, Louise Suggs
right.
had 8. There wasn't as much competition for the women. Was that a factor?
No, here's the thing that's very important in the whole process, is I didn't sit there and try to assess what the competition was like. You can only beat the players who are there. players who are able to do that shouldn't be penalized because the competition wasn't as great as it is now. I think very strongly about that. And so they beat, I mean, Patty Berg was incredible. She and nobody should take anything away from her having won 15 major titles.
It's called the Golf.
No, I agree. 100. I've had the opportunity to meet her too.
Sorry. Golf 100, a spirited ranking of the greatest players of all time, Michael Arkush. We've probably got about 100 more questions for you, Michael. I wish we had a little more time to do it, but the book is out now. How's it doing? What kind of feedback are you getting?
I'm getting great feedback. It's doing very well. I encourage people to argue with their friends. This is what it's all about, to have some fun with this.
All right. The Golf 100, Michael Arkush, on Doubleday, 360 pages. You got to pick it up if you're... And with Father's Day, what, a couple of months away, might be a great Father's Day gift idea as well. Great job putting that together, Michael. I got a copy a few days ago. I haven't read it cover to cover, but I've perused, I've skimmed through it, and it's pretty fascinating stuff. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Michael,
congratulations, Michael. What a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you.
And enjoy the rest of the Masters today as well. We'll come back and we'll talk more Masters. And then from Wicked Smart Golf, Michael Leonard's going to join us. Talk about the mental game next here on TD Green.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Definitely destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. It's TD Green. It's the Golf Show along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie, and I want to take time. It's Masters Week, Masters Sunday today, of course, and I've been thinking a lot this week about our good friend Dave Loggins, who died this past July at the age of 76, survived not only by his three sons, but by the legacy of Augusta, the iconic theme song that he wrote back in 1981, and it's the song that we hear each and every April on CBS during the Masters coverage. It's become the unofficial theme song for spring. Here's a little bit of it.
Well, it's springtime in the valley on Magnolia Lane. It's the Augusta National and the Masters of the game. Who wear that green coat Sunday afternoon? Walk that eight-foot valley singing this tune. Ah, your dog.
Masters, the only golf tournament with a theme song, thanks to the genius and the talent of Dave Loggins singing it right there. And kudos to Jim Nance for paying tribute to Dave Loggins on Friday and on yesterday during their coverage as well. And thank you, Mr. Loggins, for being a friend, not only a personal friend, but a friend of TD Green. Let's get to our next guest, Debbie. He is Michael Leonard. Michael Leonard is joining us right now from Wicked Golf. And we're going to talk.
Yeah, Wicked Smart Golf.
Wicked Smart Golf. He's a tournament golfer, a marketing wizard, author, blogger, podcaster, mental coach, and founder of Wicked Smart Golf, a program designed to help you shoot lower scores without changing your swing. Michael, welcome to Tee to Green.
Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
How long is Wicked
Michael,
Smart
Michael, I'm so excited to have you on the show.
How long is
yeah,
Wicked
really
Smart
Golf?
Yeah, you are.
Guys having me on.
Yeah, I have a copy of your book.
Woo. Yeah, so I started Wicked Smart Golf about 3 years ago and have been writing about golf as a freelance writer for about 6 years. So probably about three and a half million words into writing about this crazy game at this point.
Well, when I picked up this book, it's quite heavy. 540 pages of incredible information and knowledge, and it's the blueprint to breaking 80 consistently. And one of the things you share, Michael, is that you can lower your scores without hours of practice on the range, without getting that new set of clubs, basically going out with the same swing you have and the same technique by working on your mental game. What would be one key mental game shift you could share with our listeners that has been so impactful to all for all of your fans?
Yeah, I would say the number one thing would to be focus on pre-shot routines. And if you're watching the Masters today, you will watch them and see how consistent they are with their routines. You will see that they are just the same timings, the same looks at the target. They're just doing everything on autopilot because that's really helping them get comfortable over the ball. And that's what a lot of amateur golfers really need too. A lot of players think I have to be a pro to have a routine, but in reality, every handicap can benefit from it because you're going to really take control of your mind and you're not going to have those doubts and fears and you're going to be focusing on what you want with a good routine. And so I think every golfer, regardless of skill level, can add a routine and start to see a little bit more consistency and hopefully a lot less blow-up holes, which none of us are looking for.
Amazing advice. You know, like today on the at Augusta, the pressure is so tremendous. You know, Billie Jean King says pressure is a privilege. You know, the back nine at Augusta will bring it out. I imagine every amateur golfer at some point feels a pressure situation, whether it's first tee, they're about to shoot their low score ever, they're maybe trying to win the club championship or qualify for a USGA event. Those same nerves will come up. how do you advise your players to stay composed in those type situations and maybe even bouncing back from a poor hole or poor shot when that pressure is on as well?
Yeah, I think there's two things. I think first off, you know, a lot of players seem to really try and run away when they're playing well, and they try and act like it's not happening. And so I actually encourage players to kind of lean into it and, you know, don't try and run from it. Because if you're thinking, oh, I don't want to screw this up or I don't want to do this, then we're getting into negative thinking and trying to go through things we don't want. So I really want players to acknowledge it, but then say, okay, great, I do want to, you know, play my best. I want to break whatever the score barrier is, but how am I going to do that? It's going to go back to doing things I can control. And just like I said in the first question there, the routines is one of the few things that you can focus on. And I was just working with a college player a couple weeks ago, and we just were going through routines over results. That was our only thing we wanted to do because she was very concerned with the results. She wanted to play well. She wanted to maybe transfer schools in the portal and was just really focusing on results. I said, let's go back to routines. And all she did was focus on routines. She wrote it on a note card, and she was playing very, very well, ended up finishing second, playing one of her best tournaments ever, and nothing about her swing changed. And she was just focused on that routine because that's something she can control, and then the results kind of take care of themselves. So a lot of times you have to kind of give up a little bit and let go and really get the best. But I think that when you do have some pressure moments, to lean into it and say, I'm excited to be here. This is why I practice so hard. This is what I've always wanted. And then just focus on what you can and then learn from the results, good or bad.
Michael Leonard is our guest. His several books he's written. One is called Wicked Smart Golf, the other Wicked Smart Golf 2. And you also wrote a book, Michael, called Advice to My Younger Self, Successful Habits for Health and Wealth. A lot of the things that are in that book, Advice to My Younger Self, do they carry over into golf? Were you able to transfer a lot of things? Because golf is a lot like life.
Yeah, it's a great question. So that was actually the first book I ever wrote in 2016, and was kind of my attempt to help millennials kind of understand how to navigate the real world. I felt like college kind of let us down on some areas, so I wanted to try and do my best. And it's funny you say that, because I actually am working on finishing up my third book, and I already have the fourth one outlined, and it's called How to Win at Golf and Life. And I think that there's so many things that we can do on and off the course that are going to help. And, you know, working with Debbie like I have and a lot of other mental game experts I've had the chance to talk with on my podcast, you start to realize that we really only have one brain out there, and so we have to figure out how to make it work on the course just as much as off. So when you start to develop better habits, you're definitely going to tend to play a lot better and have a lot more fun, which is obviously what we're all chasing after. We've got to remember sometimes it's a game. But, yeah, a lot of success habits in life definitely transfer to the golf course.
Well, you are great at sharing those. What I love about you, Michael, and getting to know
amazing guests and try to immediately see how we can learn from every round, because I found that one of the biggest mistakes I made, especially in my younger days, was just whining about all the bad breaks I got and focusing on the negative. And the more I've studied the mind and began to realize that's not really helping anyone. The mind has no problem remembering all of our bad stuff already, so we need to really be intentional with our post-round activity. It doesn't have to take long either. It's 10, 15 minutes. And you go through, and on that drive home, relive all your good shots. Really burn those into your subconscious and get excited about all the great shots you hit under pressure, the great drive on the first hole, maybe a clutch iron shot, a great up and down from a tough lie in the bunker, a long putt. You really have to lean in and find the positives for every round, because even your worst rounds, you're going to find some good shots. So I really encourage players to lean into it and kind of acknowledge yourself. We're really quick to beat ourselves up. But at the same time, let's go ahead and give ourselves some props for all that we're doing and all the hard work paying off. And then do spend a little bit of time figuring out, hey, what can we improve on? Was my mental game okay today? Did I, you know, not have a good routine? Was I getting a little critical of myself? Or was I, you know, not dealing well with playing partners? So I do encourage players to definitely evaluate how to get better, but definitely do not dwell on those bad shots. We want to learn from them, maybe process them if they're extraordinarily bad, so that way we're not going to hopefully hit them again in the future. But you want to learn from the round. So whether it was a good round, mediocre, or the best ever, I mean, there's always something you can learn. So just spend 10 to 15 minutes on that, and I think that hopefully you'll avoid making the same mistakes and really start to build a positive memory bank.
Imagine the 19th hole of people talking about their good shots. I mean, that would shock people.
It would. It's one of those things where you feel like it's kind of fun to, like, you know, laugh at yourself a little bit, and I think it's okay to do that here and there. But yeah, could you imagine what it would be like if you walked in and heard someone say, "Wow, I hit that drive so great. I can't believe I made that 30-footer." It's like people almost are worried about bragging or worried about maybe what the golf guys might think about them if they're trying to give themselves some kudos. But I think that once you really understand how this mind works, and we need to, you know, program ourselves with positivity as much as we can. And so anytime you're sitting around negative people and you're hearing that, try and switch the tone of the table, and I bet that it'll help everyone else benefit as well.
Michael, if a lot of people watching the Masters today, if you're a swing coach or a swing expert, you're probably looking at the mechanics of the guys who are playing at Augusta National. Being a mental coach, do you watch not only their mechanics, but do you pay particular attention to their mental attitude and approach?
100%. You know, I actually really, I'm like the least mechanical guy in the world. And it's just because to me, I feel like once you kind of develop your swing and your motor patterns and you kind of have that motion, it's going to take a lot to change it. I mean, and if you're watching the golf on TV today, you'll notice everyone has a different swing. And some of them are across the line. Some of them are short of parallel. Some are a little faster. Some are a little slower. So everyone has their own way of swinging. And I hope people actually recognize that. Yes, they have a few fundamentals that are the same. But at the end of the day, everybody really learned how to swing their swing, and that's what I want more players to do, because chances are it is good enough right now, but you could drop 5, 7, maybe even 10 shots when you focus on the mental side of things. So that's why I encourage players to watch the Masters for their mental game. When they do hit a bad shot, how do they react to it? Are they quick to get negative, or are they staying positive? How do they interact with their caddy? What kind of things are they talking about before the shot? And so, yeah, I really challenge players to even notice if they're visualizing. You'll see players like Jason Day or Bryson, they'll close their eyes and maybe do some breathing techniques. So there's a lot we can learn from these guys, and I think that that's a really fun part of watching golf on TV, is that you can start to see, hey, how can I incorporate that routine, or how can I incorporate that habit into my game? And I think that a lot of times you'll see that them being able to be really not too emotional, and they're not letting those big swings happen where, you know, they hit a bad one and then maybe have a bad break, but they're staying very calm, cool, collected, and that lets them hit the next shot with poise and a lot of times save the par that's going to carry that momentum throughout the round.
All right, got about
Michael, tell everyone
left.
How they can follow you. Tell
yeah,
everyone
everywhere
how they can
is,
follow you, because your podcast
is amazing. Thank you so much. So the podcast is called Wicked Smart Golf. It's on all your favorite podcast platforms. And everywhere on social media is just at Wicked Smart Golf. And the books are also on Amazon and Audible. So thanks again for having me, guys.
All right. Perfect. Ed wears a lot of hats. And today he was talking about Wicked Smart Golf, a program designed to help you shoot lower scores without changing your swing. Michael Leonard with us here on Tee to Green. Thanks, Michael. Enjoy the rest of the weekend and the Masters.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. You're amazing.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about the Masters leaderboard as we continue on this Masters Sunday special edition of Tee to Green. Be right back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. It's T.D. Green, The Golf Show, Jay Ritchie, Debbie O'Connell. Masters Sunday final round is underway at Augusta National. And what a great leaderboard we've got, Debbie. Rory McIlroy, minus 12, going for the career grand slam if he could win this tournament. Two shots better than Bryson DeChambeau, who's 10 under, going for his third major championship, but it would be his first green jacket. And then there's Canada's Corey Connors, minus 8, his best finish in a major, 6th at the Masters in 2020. I don't know. I think the Masters winner in 2025 is going to be one of those three guys, unless something really crazy happens today. What do you think?
Which has happened at the Masters, right, Jay? You never know. That's why we will all tune in and be at the edge of our seats the entire day. Every shot means so much. All day today. I mean, it's all tournament. Every shot matters. It'll be so exciting to watch.
Yeah, and of course they always say it doesn't really start until the back nine on Sunday. So if they're if they're tight going into that back nine, it'll be a shootout to the finish. McIlroy had a three-shot lead. DeChambeau with a big birdie on the last hole yesterday. I think that should give him some momentum going into today.
Yeah, I think it will. His short game has been amazing. If he gets that driver in play, look out. But Rory, what a hot start yesterday. We'll see if he does it again today.
Yeah, Patrick Reed, Ludvig Åberg are at minus 6. 6 shots back, they got to do some work. So do Scheffler, Day, Rose, and Lowry, who are 7 shots back, going into the final round today at Augusta. Thanks to Michael Arkush for joining us. Top 100 Golfers, great book. And from Wicked Smart Golf, Michael Leonard. Thanks to him as well. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the Masters. Till next time, hit them long, hit them straight.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Breaking news out of college football as Tennessee moves on from starting quarterback Nico Maliava. Amid NIL contract discussions, Nico and the Tennessee organization were in a standoff, which resulted in Amaliava skipping Friday practice. Amaliava just completed his redshirt freshman season, which means he has 3 seasons remaining at his next destination. Nico now expected to hit the spring transfer portal, which opens Wednesday. NBA playoffs begins next week with the Nuggets and Clippers still tied for their record, Warriors and Timberwolves also still tied. Grizzlies solidified their play-in tournament spot at the 8th seed. Games on the NBA scoreboard include the Magic on the road against the Pacers, get a W 129-115. Bucks beat the Pistons 125-119. Hawks take it over the 76ers 124-110. Cavaliers get a big win over the Knicks 108-102. Celtics at home with a W against the Hornets 130-94. Bulls get a win over the Wizards 119-89. Heat raising the temperature and a big win over the Pelicans 153-104. Mavericks at home beat the Raptors 124-102. Nuggets get a win over the Grizzlies 117-109. Timberwolves out netted the Nets 117-91. Thunder thundering down on the Jazz 145-111. Clippers take it by 1 over the Kings 101-100. Warriors beat the Trailblazers 103-86. Sun shining bright in a win over the Spurs 117-98. And the Lakers defeated the Rockets 140-109. That's your Sport Shorts presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. The Masters is here, and for 4 days begins a love affair golf fans and even casual fans of the game have with one of the more challenging and certainly the most scenic venues in all of sports, Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia. There are so many topics besides the golf itself that allow CBS to begin hyping this major months in advance of its broadcast, and every year the tournament lives up to the billing. Let's start with CBS itself. For 70 years, the network has been the broadcast partner of the Masters and has done anything the tournament heads have asked for. At one point, it was limited TV coverage of just select holes, and it wasn't until 2002 that all 18 holes were allowed to be shown. Having the announce crew address the gallery as patrons was also mandatory. Proper decorum by CBS announcers was a must. In 1994, Gary McCord said the 17th green was so slick, he thought it was bikini waxed. We would later find out that the Masters kowtowed to Tom Watson, who had written a letter to those at Augusta complaining about that statement that would lead to McCord's dismissal from CBS's Masters coverage. And then there is Jim Nance, whose first Masters was in the 16th tower in 1986, the year Jack Nicklaus made his legendary Sunday charge. And even though he is known for his smooth play-by-play and anchoring of the 18th hole, Nance is best known for his monologues and slick interviews in Butler Cabin, where the green jacket is awarded. And there is so much more that is unique to this Masters week. The cameras catching the 1,600 azaleas on the 13th hole, the calming chirps of birds everywhere on the hallowed grounds of Augusta, to the roar of the galleries through the Georgia pines. It all seems so contrived, and maybe even plastic at times, but it isn't. It's no coincidence that the Masters has throttled the other majors for the past 3 decades in TV ratings. It truly is a tradition unlike any other. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.